Hey everybody, and welcome to the Jay Anton Poetry Podcast, where we read through and discuss everyday poetry for the thoughtful mind from jayantonpoetry.wordpress.com. And I'm your host, Jacob Anton Davis. In today's episode, we'll be discussing my poems, A Good Day and Freedom. My poem, A Good Day, is about an afternoon that I spent with my twin brother about a year ago in the fall of 2018. And he and I had taken a trip just to southern Raleigh, North Carolina, where we were both living at the time, to kayak at this local lake. And we spent the afternoon kayaking and walking around the lake and just catching up. And this day was at the end, not the end, but kind of on the downslope of a number of months of just stress and anxiety and just overwhelm that I had been feeling. And this was the first time in a little while that I had really just kind of gotten out to do something that wasn't just work and home and work and home. And so it was a really phenomenal opportunity to build a little just confidence coming off of that anxious season. And he and I had just some great conversations, just talking through life and where I was at the time, where he was at the time. And so this poem is just about that experience. So here's my poem, A Good Day. Just as the summer heat breaks, bringing a new season for me inside and out, I find myself sitting at the edge of a lake, a bright blue sky above, reflected smoothly across the face of the water, an overly punctual bat flapping high above my head. My brother from birth is with me, helping me wrestle with the questions of our lives and of life in general. What a special day it is for me, a day for freedom and renewal, for testing my limits, seeing if my mental legs still work now that my crutches are gone. There are still fears leading me away from further shores, keeping me from perfect freedom, but all in all, it is a good day. And I'll talk briefly just about that last stanza, because I think it's important just to represent that day that when I say there are still fears leading me away from further shores, I still was dealing with anxiety that day, just a heightened level of it. But I was still able to do some things, and that was okay. And it still was a wonderful day, even though it was not perfectly free from worry just because of where I was in life. I was able to really take a lot of joy in it. So things don't always have to be perfect for us to take so much joy from them. And so that's something I hope that final stanza really conveys. My next poem is called Freedom. And this poem is about the thought that I've had throughout my life, which is that there's nothing like travel to help us to just feel more free and to give us more perspective in our lives. And why I think this is often any kind of stress or worry or self-doubt in our lives is based on whether we believe we are measuring up to the standards of the community around us. And those standards can be different, of course, wherever you are. And what happens when we do get out of our context and go somewhere else, whether it's a foreign country or just somewhere that's within an hour's drive, is we see people doing life in so many different ways. And we see that the priorities of one place, the things that you feel like are going to make or break you, could be completely unimportant and irrelevant to another. And what's important about this, I think, is not for us to look for the place that has standards that we believe our skills or our talents can measure up to, because then we're always still going to be trying to measure up to someone else's standards, and we're always going to be at a place of fear that we may not measure up. But what I think is so important is when we see that these standards are so different everywhere, they don't have to have any power over us, no matter where we are, that we can be who we are, not measured against any standard, because we see how arbitrary these standards can be. And so this poem is just about that concept for me, specifically with the idea of a road trip. So here's my poem, Freedom. It is difficult to conceive of a freer moment than when tread breaks the threshold of our garage door, the back seat full of both bags and sustenance, a distant address in the GPS with many miles yet to be traveled. There is nothing like creating a separation between one's day-to-day life and one's self, opting for the new and unknown in exchange for the tried and true, as every now and then one must go down a path that leads to a point uncertain. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Jay Anton Poetry Podcast, and be sure to subscribe to keep up with our new content. If you'd like to hear more poems like the ones you heard today, please go to jayantonpoetry.wordpress.com, and Anton is spelled A-N-T-O-N. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.